Thanks for joining us for the Wednesday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, kdcountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Game of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chat with head coach Brad Gober. The Beloit Trojan Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Wednesday at this time by Willow Springs Services in Beloit and by Nextech.
And again, we're joined by Brad Gober as we open out our Wednesday Locker Room Chats, talking about Beloit Trojan football. Coach, kind of looking at your team, Friday night you did pick up a win over Minneapolis. You bounced back from the tough one-point loss at Southeast Saline the week before and won 56-18. As far as the game, what stood out the most for you there in that victory on Friday night?
Our kids played well. I mean, we kept saying all week that, you know, we have a chip on our shoulder after giving a game away, and we got to go out there with an angry attitude and just take it to Minneapolis, and I felt like our kids did that. You know, our kids came out and were physical right off the get-go, defensively and offensively. We threw the ball really well. We had like 530 yards of offense somewhere in there, and so, you know, we did a lot of good things, and I was very, very pleased with our kids and how they executed the game plan.
Disappointing part for your team right now is you're a bit banged up. Zach Meyer didn't play in the game, and then Hudson Gray, tough injury there late in your game against Minneapolis. So how do you adjust without those guys in your lineup, and what are some of the things that make that tough here as you're just getting ready, and we'll talk about district play coming up, but at this point of the season, how tough is that for your squad?
You know, when you lose, you're starting backfield essentially. Early in the season like this, it makes it difficult. You know, both kids were playing well. You know, I feel bad for Zach, obviously, with it being a senior year, and you have Hudson, and you know, he played really, really well all season, and unfortunately, when things like that happens, you know, you just feel bad for those kids. But for us, we're taking the mantra of next man up, and we have all the faith in the world in Grant Arrowsmith, and I think we'll be good to go.
Again, we're talking with Brad Gober, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. We'll take time out. When we come back, we'll go over the district opener with Colby coming up on Friday night here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Are you tired of faucets that always drip? Stools that run by themselves? Don't like standing ankle deep in water because the shower drains too slow? When the washing machine drains, where does it back up? Call Willow Spring Services. Let them dry up those drips, straighten up those stools, and speed up those drains. Call Willow Spring Services at 785-738-2474 for your peace of mind.
If you don't have Nextech Internet, you're missing out. Nextech has speeds no other provider can match. Plus, now you can sign up and get blazing fast 20 meg internet for only $30 per month. With Nextech Internet, you can stream without buffering, receive free installation, and the best Wi-Fi with our premium dual-band router. Certain restrictions apply. It's easy to switch to Nextech and start saving today. Visit us online or stop by our store and get 20 meg internet for just $30.
Back in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're still with Brad Gober, head coach of the Beloit Trojan football team. Coach, you open out district play coming up on Friday night. You get the Colby Eagles, and this is a team that clearly you're probably not real familiar with. This new district system has brought in some different teams for you there in Beloit to play. But when you look at Colby, they're on the rise a little bit, it seems like. They're 3-0 coming into the game. It went over Holcomb last week. What stands out about Colby coming up Friday?
You know, Colby, they got a good football team. You know, they have a kid named Jordan Shippers, who's a really good athlete, and he was a running back last year and a spot receiver for him, and he's a really good track kid, and so they move him to quarterback, and so that poses some challenges when you got a mobile quarterback back there. They're big up front, and so they do a lot of things, but they're a heavy run. I mean, they're trying to run the football. I will say Shippers doesn't look very comfortable throwing the football, and that's to be expected when you move a kid who's played running back there. They're heavy run, and everyone knows it. And so it's one of those deals where it's like, well, we got to stop it. They do some different things. They line up formation-wise, they have a lot of formations. As long as these are base rules, we can line up fine. But, they're a good football team, so we just got to, be ready to play, be mentally sharp, and execute the game plan.
when you head into district play here this year, it's just it's a different format, obviously, with the six-team district, and four teams can come out and have a chance to actually do some damage in the playoffs. So what are you preaching to the kids going into district here as it's basically a new season for you?
Yeah, I mean, just we got to go – when you talk about districts, it's just a matter of you know, we got to stay the course, and you know, it's a much longer district season. You know, in the past, you know, you got to be districts ready by, you know, week 7, because 7, 8, 9 were your last three games. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, we've got to be hitting and playing well this week, you know. And so that's been an adjustment as far as, you know, trying to hit your stride earlier as a team. But, you know, there's not all that much different other than the travel time to Goodland this year. But, mm-hmm. You know, we're excited for it. We're ready to get going.
Brad Gilbert, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans, here in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Coach, again, thanks for the time this week, and best of luck against Colby on Friday night.
Thank you very much.
Fans can hear that game on Z96.3 Through the Lake and watch it on the online video stream at ncksports.com Friday night. Pregame coverage beginning at 6:30.
Our Beloit Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit.
You're an expert at building your company, and Nextech is an expert at taking care of your IT. You can sleep better at night knowing you'll receive round-the-clock monitoring, managed software patches, proactive maintenance, cybersecurity and data management, cloud solutions, and the entire Nextech support team. Plus, you won't have to buy or maintain expensive equipment, so there are no upfront costs. Be an expert at your business and let Nextech be your IT experts. Visit Nextech.com to learn more.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump has quit? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Spring Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Spring Services 785-738-2474. We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Our Wednesday night locker room chants continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Brandon Wise. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. And don't forget about our preview show, The Football Express, every Friday evening at 5:40, getting you set for kickoff as we go around the area previewing all the night's football matchups. The Bulldog Locker Room Chats can be heard every Wednesday evening on Katy Country 94 and are proudly sponsored by Nextech.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Brandon Wise joining us now, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog football team. Coach, a nice win for your team there Friday night, called in the third quarter, a 68-22 win over a pretty athletic Stockton team, and getting some nice plays offensively. Mason sure had a big game, the freshman, for you. Just overall, how do you feel about the game there on Friday night, a win over Stockton?
You know, like every game, there's a lot of good things, a few bad things that we're still trying to fix. You know, just some mental lapses, some technique stuff. I mean, you know, obviously the goal every week is to go out there and pitch a shutout. They did some nice things and made us pay for a couple of those nice, you know, a couple of those things that they did. I mean, overall, not bad. Just got more work to do still, though.
I know that you're talking about going out there pitching a shutout. You know, week one was tough for you defensively, and then week two, you gave up less points but still lost that game. This week, 22 points. Are you seeing progress on that side of the ball?
Yeah, we're definitely seeing progress. We've put a huge emphasis on defense these past few weeks, ever since that Hill City game. We're seeing progress. We got a long ways to go still. I mean, that's just, if we want to be where we want to be, we got to get better at defense.
I know one of the things you're dealing with right now, too, and that started at the season opener with just 14 kids out, but those numbers are tough for you right now, and you got a guy up on the line that's kind of battling some stuff right now, but he's still out there for you. How tough has it been here maybe to fill some spots when now you're down, it sounds like, to 11 players as far as starting out practice?
Yeah, I mean, we're down to 11, hopefully only for another week or two, depending. You know, it's nothing I've been through before, or I haven't been through before. When I was at Meritazine, I played most of my games with 9 kids. You know, it's a challenge. Kids got to be flexible. They got to be willing to move around, and they have to know multiple positions. And you just keep on messing around until you find the roster to move you know, until you find the lineup that works the best.
You know, we're talking with Brandon Wise, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldog football team. We took a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the district opener with Sylvan Lucas coming up on Friday night here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
If you don't have Nextech Internet, you're missing out. Nextech has speeds no other provider can match. Plus, now you can sign up and get blazing fast 20 meg internet for only $30 per month. With Nextech Internet, you can stream without buffering, receive free installation, and the best Wi-Fi with our premium dual-band router. Certain restrictions apply. It's easy to switch to Nextech and start saving today. Visit us online or stop by our store and get 20 meg internet for just $30.
And welcome back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're still with Brandon Wise, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs. Coach, you open district play coming up on Friday night with Sylvan Lucas. You go to their place. Mustangs are 2-1 like yourself. Nice win last week over Lincoln, 46-0. When you see Sylvan Lucas, what are some of the things you're expecting from that group on Friday night?
Yeah, they are a physical team. Their offensive and defensive line, they got the ball. They like to hit. Their quarterback and running back, 10 and 15, they like to run hard. They like to lower their shoulder. They like to make contact. I mean, they're a pretty disciplined team. I mean, they just they don't have any quitters on that team. They fight all the way through no matter what's going on. So, I mean, kudos to them for that. So we're going to have to bring that intensity if we want to be successful on Friday night.
Ben Labrador has really established basically a triple option offense that seems like a well-oiled machine most years. He just puts in the new guys when he loses others that graduate. When you look at this offense that they're running, does it compare to anything you've seen yet this year, or will this be kind of like a first time seeing this kind of offense?
I believe it's really kind of the first time we've seen the offense. It's not, you know, that triple option stuff is similar to what we're running.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we saw it last year with Victoria. Victoria does a nice job running it. I mean, that you got to be disciplined. You got to be disciplined. You got to tackle who you're supposed to tackle. And at some point in time, a person or two is going to have to beat a block. And that's how you defend the option.
Again, your first district game coming up here on Friday night. What's the focus here for the group as you go into district play and looking to make improvements?
Well, you know, like I told them, you know, those first three games, you know, you want to win them, but those are essentially preseason games. The real season starts right now. I mean, if you want to make a playoff, you want to make a run there, then you gotta win these games. These are the important ones.
Brandon Wise, the head coach of the Osborne Bulldogs, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck against Sylvan Lucas Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Fans can hear the game on Katy Country 94. Pregame coverage beginning at 6:30 and kickoff at 7 on Friday night. Also online, katycountry94.com.
Our Osborne Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
You're an expert at building your company, and Nextech is an expert at taking care of your IT. You can sleep better at night knowing you'll receive round-the-clock monitoring, managed software patches, proactive maintenance, cybersecurity and data management, cloud solutions, and the entire Nextech support team. Plus, you won't have to buy or maintain expensive equipment, so there are no upfront costs. Be an expert at your business and let Nextech be your IT experts. Visit Nextech.com to learn more.
We continue our Wednesday night locker room chats in the Mid-Continent League with the Smith Center Redmen and head coach Darren Sass. Don't forget to catch the Katy Country 94 local high school football scoreboard show after the games Friday night at 10:05. The Smith Center Redmen locker room chats on Katy Country 94 are brought to you each week by Nextech and by Landmark Implements.
And we're back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. As you heard, Darren Sass now joining us here on Katy Country 94. Coach, tough one there against Phillipsburg on Friday night. You trailed 35-0 after three quarters, and then ended up falling 42-14. We talked last week. Phillipsburg, kind of a team that just has your number right now. It looks like. What were some of your thoughts on Friday night's game?
Yeah, I don't know. It has everything to do with their ability to stop our offense. You know, we occasionally got some drives going, but we could never finish early on, and again, that had to do with their defense, probably more so than with anything we were doing wrong. And offensively, you know, again, we had our chances defensively to stop them, but they hit the hole so hard, and our kids just couldn't make enough plays to keep them out of the end zone.
When you go back and watch a game like that on film and see what went wrong for you, I know you just told me some of those things, but how much can you use of that when you're looking at it as a teaching tool for your kids playing a team like Phillipsburg that's got the kind of athletes that they do?
Yeah, you know, I think our line got off the ball and blocked far better than they did the week before against Florida. You're just playing a better team, so some of that doesn't show up unless you really look for it. And you definitely find some positives when you watch film, and our kids know that. We definitely pointed out some of the mistakes we made, but there were positives that you take from a loss like that.
Does this team ever worry you, like when they're down 35-0, and how important was it to put those points there on the fourth quarter to make sure your team wasn't giving up?
That's a spot that you get into sometimes where you're seeing how your kids respond to that. So, you know, we're glad to have the schedule that we do, and we play some good teams early on in the year, and it's worked out well in the past where you get that early challenge. And even if you lose, you know, but our kids have been able to respond, and that's what we're going to be looking for this week.
We're talking with Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. We'll take a time out. We'll come back. We'll talk about this week's opponent, Plainville, coming up on Friday night. We're on a Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
If you don't have Nextech Internet, you're missing out. Nextech has speeds no other provider can match. Plus, now you can sign up and get blazing fast 20 meg internet for only $30 per month. With Nextech Internet, you can stream without buffering, receive free installation, and the best Wi-Fi with our premium dual band router. Certain restrictions apply. It's easy to switch to Nextech and start saving today. Visit us online or stop by our store and get 20 meg internet for just $30.
Affordable without compromise. That's not easy to come by when shopping for a compact utility tractor unless you make a visit to Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, where you'll find a high-performance machine at a reasonable price. Like the 1E, which offers both AutoConnect drive-over mower deck and Quick Park loader compatibility, or the 3E, which packs the horsepower landscape professionals need. Test drive a 1E or 3E today at your local Landmark Implement and experience the Landmark difference.
And back in the Locker Room Chats, Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Still with Darren Sass, head coach of the Smith Center Redmond. Coach, Plainville coming up next for you. A team that they came into this season with some fairly high expectations under Grant Stevenson there. They're 2-1. Just like you, their only loss came to Phillipsburg. When you see Plainville, what do you see from their team so far this season?
Another tough league school. You know, they know what we do, and we pretty much know what they do, so there's not a lot of surprises in a game like this. You know, they're a physical team. Coach Stevenson and his coaches, coach that really well, and their kids are going to come and play hard week after week. And see, we're expecting another game where we're going to have to play really well to give ourselves a chance.
Seems like Plainville's always got that dual threat at quarterback, too. Fennessy this year's thrown for 348 yards. He's run for another 228, so averaging over 100 passing and 76 rushing yards. How difficult is it to prepare for a guy like that because he also has other weapons on the team?
Absolutely. You know, it's a completely different offense than what we saw this past week. It's going to be something our kids are going to have to adjust to, watching film and practicing and understand what they're trying to do. But, yeah, it's just tough to tackle both of those kids, one because they're so quick, another one because he's big and strong.
You talked about a completely different offense this week. It kind of made me think about, you know, the success that you guys have had. How much does that help you playing in this Mid-Continent League as you move forward and into some of them district games to see all these different kinds of offenses? Because there's not really one set way to do things in the Mid-Continent League, is there?
Absolutely. You know, even game one this year, we tell our kids that have been playing for a couple of years that they've seen everything that is an offense out there. So but from week to week, you just adjust your package. I think that's why it's so important we have our solid base package in where you can just make adjustments here or there, and we're not having to make major changes from week to week.
Darren Sass, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for the time this week, and best of luck as you take on Plainville Friday night.
Thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech and Landmark Implement.
Affordable without compromise. That's not easy to come by when shopping for a compact utility tractor unless you make a visit to Landmark Implement, your certified John Deere dealer, where you'll find a high-performance machine at a reasonable price. Like the 1E, which offers both AutoConnect drive-over mower deck and Quick Park loader compatibility, or the 3E, which packs the horsepower landscape professionals need. Test drive a 1E or 3E today at your local Landmark Implement and experience the Landmark difference.
You're an expert at building your company, and Nextech is an expert at taking care of your IT. You can sleep better at night knowing you'll receive round-the-clock monitoring, managed software patches, proactive maintenance, cybersecurity and data management, cloud solutions, and the entire Nextech support team. Plus, you won't have to buy or maintain expensive equipment, so there are no upfront costs. Be an expert at your business and let Nextech be your IT experts. Visit Nextech.com to learn more.
Our Wednesday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 with Lincoln head coach Dustin Petit. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show, The Football Express, every Friday night getting you set for kickoff that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Lincoln Leopard locker room chat is brought to you by the Bank of Tescott. Now let's get you caught up as to what's happening with Leopard football with head coach Dustin Petit.
Now, welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Again, we're Dustin Petit, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards now. And, coach, a tough one for you on Friday night. You fall to Sylvan Lucas 46-0. The game was called at halftime there. When you look back there and have had a chance to go back over it, what were some of the things you felt went wrong there for you Friday night in that tough loss?
Well, it all started with the kickoff. When we kicked it off to the right-hand side, and he was able to backtrack 10 yards and then run all the way across the field to our contain man. I was a little bit disappointed in our pursuit to the ball by our kickoff team, but, you know, those things happen. It's high school. So I was like, all right, you know, first-team defense, stop the extra point. You know, it's only one play. And we never really recovered mentally from that play for that extra point attempt. We didn't have our first team linebacker in there, and so then it just kind of spiraled mentally from there. The one thing that the boys did do well, though, is they never gave up. We put together a 2-minute offensive drive at the end to try to score to make it go into the second half, and they executed it really well. We threw the ball to the sideline when we could, and when we couldn't, they got on the ball and spiked the ball to stop the clock. So I was really happy with the fact that we didn't just, you know, hang our heads and give up, which is what I've seen on film in the past years. So that was a positive step. But I think just hats off to Sylvan and Coach Labertu because they played with a lot of heart and they just execute better than we did.
What's the biggest thing you learned from that after having such a good start the first 2 weeks of the season and then, you know, having one like that? What do you learn from that kind of, you know, loss there on Friday night?
Well, the thing is you can always learn from something like that, and that's what I told the boys after the game. I was like, there was a play where they ran toss to the left-hand side in our right-side corner, tracked it down, and was there to make the play on the cutback when he cut back, and he ran into the referee, and both people fell down, and the kid ran in untouched for a touchdown on the cutback. Sometimes you just can't control what happens with the game or the outcome of the situation, but you can only control how you react to it. And so I really stressed that on Friday. And then yesterday we came out full pads. We went hard. We're trying to find some guys that are willing to block for us. And we're just going to see how we respond to adversity, how far we've come as a team and how well we work together.
Talking with Dustin Petit, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards, here on our Locker Room Chats. Take a time out. When we come back, we'll go over the first district game coming up this Friday night against Victoria here on the Locker Room Chats.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lidsburg. Member FDIC.
And back in the locker room chats on Katy Country 94, we're still with Dustin Petit, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopard football team. Coach, you open out district play with Victoria coming up on Friday night. You'll have them at home. With Victoria, they're a team that's always had a great tradition. Doug Oberle's been there for quite some time now and has an outstanding record and pedigree there for the Knights. They're 2-1 this year. They only lost to Central Plains. When you look at the Knights this year, what are your thoughts on that team and what do you expect on Friday?
Well, Oberle does a great job with running the ball inside the tackles, and so I think it's going to be a tough test. They're a very good team, don't get me wrong, but I feel good because we kind of prepped for the same offense last week with Sylvan. We just need to execute better. They're obviously a fantastic team. They have great offensive line play. They fire off the ball and seal the defense. They go 1-for-1 on all their blocking schemes. So they don't leave anybody untouched. They run the veer option really well. And he always has athletic kids in the backfield. And they have a kid that I haven't seen before, number 30. I don't know his name, but he's a fullback. He runs really strong. He's got nice thick legs. You know, he's a good I formation fullback that you want to have. But the key for us is how are we going to respond mentally after the Sylvan game? Are we going to just kind of say, well, we lost to Sylvan, our season's done, or are we going to come fight back and try to improve every day? Because if we do, I think we can have success on the offensive and defensive sides, but we have to be perfectly disciplined because that's what Victoria does. I mean, they just do everything perfectly, and they give their best effort, and if you're not willing to match that, you know, they're going to put it to you. So we have to just try to match their effort and execution.
It's Dustin Petit, the head coach of the Lincoln Leopards here in the locker room chats. Coach, we thank you for joining us again this week, and best of luck as you open out district play against Victoria Friday night.
Yeah, thank you very much for the coverage, and go Leopards.
Our Lincoln locker room chats are brought to you by the Bank of Tescott.
At the Bank of Tescott, we believe in freedom. We also believe in free, as in free checking. At the Bank of Tescott, you can choose to bank local with all the bells and whistles you need when it comes to your checking account. Visit us today and ask about our new Kasasa checking accounts. It's a catchy word for free checking with awesome rewards and offered locally at the Bank of Tescott. We're family owned and have served our area communities for over 130 years, and we would love the opportunity to earn your business. The Bank of Tescott in Salina, Lincoln, Tescott, and Lindsborg. Member FDIC.
We conclude our Wednesday night locker room chats on Katy Country 94 with Thunder Ridge Longhorns head coach Joel Struckoff. Remember to tune in to Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake for our football games of the week. The Thunder Ridge Longhorns Locker Room Chat is sponsored by Next Tech.
And we're back in the locker room chats again. Joel Struckoff now joining us, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. Coach, your first loss there on Friday night to a pretty good Hill City team. I know you're concerned about what they brought to the table and their speed there in the backfield. Connor Bourne had 4 touchdown rushes and a touchdown pass in the game for Hill City as they won 53-6. 30-6 first quarter. I'm guessing some things went wrong early. What were your overall thoughts of the loss there Friday night?
Overall thoughts were we just weren't prepared for the speed, you know. Speed's always hard to defend in 8-man football. It's a lot to contain speed as well. Didn't seal the edges very well. The ends got caught inside a lot, and they just really executed with speed and optioned us very well, and just things kind of crumbled. They opened, fumbled the first kickoff, and then they scored second play of the game then. After that, we scored on that next possession there, and then after that it just kind of went downhill. They returned another kick up on us and just kind of went downhill.
It was first 2 weeks were real good for your offense at times too, but you saw some adversity there on Friday night. Your quarterback Jacob Barnes had a couple interceptions that he threw, and the defense looks like they got after you from Hill City as well. What are some of the learning tools that you'll take away from that and try to teach the kids off of that loss?
Learning tools is Hill City had a lot of blitzes, and we're going to have to figure out this week, you know, our opponents this week like to blitz a lot as well, so that's going to be something that we're going to have to patch up. You know, we hadn't really had a team that blitzed a whole lot against us, and Hill City found out that maybe that's one of our weaknesses when you blitz a little bit against us, and they exploited that, and that's something that we're going to have to patch up this week. Turnover-wise, that's always been a problem we've had here. And, you know, throwing the ball, that's one of the risks you take, throwing the football, and just they were in desperation mode too when we threw a few of those picks. So those are on me more than our quarterback.
Again, we're talking with Joel Strukoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns. We'll take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll talk about moving on with Northern Valley to open district play coming up on Friday night here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
You're an expert at building your company, and Nextech is an expert at taking care of your IT. You can sleep better at night knowing you'll receive round-the-clock monitoring, managed software patches, proactive maintenance, cybersecurity and data management, cloud solutions, and the entire Nextech support team. Plus, you won't have to buy or maintain expensive equipment, so there are no upfront costs. Be an expert at your business and let Nextech be your IT experts. Visit Nextech.com to learn more.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, KatyCountry94.com. We're still with Joel Strukoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge football team. Coach, next up for you is Northern Valley. They're 3-0 last time out. They beat Wheatland Grinnell on Friday night and really handled that one 48-0 at halftime. When you look at this Northern Valley team, Coach Fesnan's been there for a long time. He clearly knows what he's doing. What do you expect to see from that group this season?
Any team that Coach Fez has coached, you know, they're going to be mentally prepared. They're going to execute. You know, they don't make a whole lot of mistakes. Coach Fesnan always has his guys prepared and ready to play every Friday night. So you always know that you're going to get a really prepared football team when you're playing Northern Valley.
One of the things they always have, too, typically, is that dual threat at quarterback, a guy that can throw and run the football. And it looks like they've got that again this year with Nick Stutzman. I know that he's taken over for Kinderconnect, but he's been in the offense for quite some time as a starter at an end and a running back at times. So, obviously, he knows what he's doing. What do you see from Stutzman that causes the most concern for you?
Stutzman, my boy, he's a great athlete. Like you said, dual threat, can throw in, run the football. Big kid, strong kid. He'll be a lot to handle. They've got number 40 there, the spot kid as well, that's a good athlete. And they just do the same thing. They methodically put you to sleep, and they'll hit you with a big play here and there. They had one game this year. They threw the ball 27 times, so they can do a lot of different things to you. Like I said, great football team, great head coach there. You're going to have to prepare really well this week to play Northern Valley.
Again, it is your first district game as well, and I know the district format's a little bit different now with, you know, four out of the six teams are going to have a chance here in the end to make some noise in the postseason, but obviously you want to get some wins and have a chance to host maybe that first playoff game, if you will, there in that cross-district Week 9 matchup. So what's the message to the kids here? How important is it to get off to a good start against Northern Valley Friday?
The first thing we told the kids is that this game's got huge implications on what our playoff bracket will set up like. I mean, you win this one and you've got a pretty good chance of either coming out of the district number one or number two, obviously. And this game's got huge implications on that. If you come out number one or two, it really puts you in a nice position to make a nice deep playoff run. And if you lose this game, you go down to that three or four possibly. You never know what happens there. But you're going to play a lot tougher team that first, you know, Week 9. So the kids know what's at stake here, and they know what we need to do this week to obtain that goal of getting a better seed in the first round of playoffs.
Joel Strukoff, the head coach of the Thunder Ridge Longhorns here in the Locker Room Chats. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and best of luck against Northern Valley Friday night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Our Thunder Ridge Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nextech.
If you don't have Nextech internet, you're missing out. Nextech has speeds no other provider can match. Plus, now you can sign up and get blazing fast 20 meg internet for only $30 per month. With Nextech internet, you can stream without buffering, receive free installation, and the best Wi-Fi with our premium dual band router. Certain restrictions apply. It's easy to switch to Nextech and start saving today. Visit us online or stop by our store and get 20 meg internet for just $30.
Thanks for tuning in to the Wednesday night editions of our Locker Room Chat on Katy Country 94 KDNS. Tune in again next Wednesday to hear more from the coaches of Beloit, Osborne, Smith Center, Lincoln, and Thunder Ridge. We invite you to listen again tomorrow night at 5:10 as we will get the latest football news from the head coaches of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to Katy Country 94 this Friday evening for the Football Express presented by Cunningham Telephone and Cable at 5:45 as we get you set for kickoff, previewing all of the area football matchups in the listening area.